past Shabbos was Parshas Bahar B'chukai Zayin. So, Parshas Bahar begins with the Parsha of Shemitah. How the beginning, how that every 7 years we're not allowed to work the ground. We're not allowed to work the land in Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk begins by saying, "Vayidabar Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai le'emor." Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, saying, which is very unique because in most places all it says is "Vayidabar Hashem Moshe le'emor." Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, here it says, Bahar Sinai. Rashi was bothered by this. Rashi asks the famous Kasha, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What is the connection, the specific connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai that the Pasuk had to express that this command took place at Har Sinai? So Rashi answers, and I'd like to suggest another approach. In Parshas B'chukosai, the pasuk begins in B'chukosai Teilechu, if you will walk in my decrees, V'smitzvosai Tishmeru V'asisam Oysam, and you will you observe my commandments and you will perform them. I will give your rain in its proper time. And Rashi comments that when is the proper time for rain? On Friday nights, on Shabbos. And the way this is literally understood is that Friday nights people stay home. People are not out on the street. Therefore, rain is a special bracha on Friday night. Whereas every other night, people are outside on the street, so it's not necessarily a bracha for everyone. But I'd like to suggest perhaps that there's a deeper meaning as to why the proper time for rain is Shabbos. We're holding now in the days of Sfiras HaOmer, which are days of preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah. And the pasuk says, "Usfartem lochem imachras haShabbos," and shall count for yourselves from the morrow of the Shabbos, which we know means the morrow of the first day of Pesach. And I've already pointed out in the previous shiurim, why is it that the pasuk uses the term "imachras haShabbos," the morrow of the Shabbos, instead of giving us a specific date, Tezayin Nisan. The way the Torah usually does. We know that every day of Sfiras HaOmer carries with it a unique message of how to prepare ourselves properly for Kabbalas HaTorah. This past Shabbos was the 39th day of the Omer. And I'd like to focus on what might perhaps be the message of the 39th day of the Sfira and how that prepares us for Kabbalas HaTorah. And we know that each day of Sfiras HaOmer carries with it there's a specific character trait, a specific midah that is associated with every day of the Sfira. And on day 39, which was this past Shabbos, the midah associated with the 39th day of the Sfira is Netzach Shebiyasoid, which literally means the eternity within foundation. Now, what does that mean? Eternity within foundation, and what are we supposed to do with it? So although this all pertained to the 39th day, nevertheless, the messages are definitely relevant to every single day of the year, and specifically now while we're still in the days of the Sefirah. Chazal tell us there's a machlokes in the Gemara on which day of Sivan Kabbalah Zatara actually took place, whether it was the sixth day of Sivan or the seventh day of Sivan. But the Gemara says, Kulal memoide de b'Shabbos nitna Torah. Everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. That definitely was not a coincidence. There is something very special about Shabbos that is directly associated with the Torah. And we need to know what is the importance, what is the significance in the Torah being given specifically on Shabbos. There's another Chazal, Masechtas Tainis. Chazal say, Godol Yom HaGeshamim Ki Yom Shenitna Bo Torah, that the day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given, which is a very wondrous chazal. It doesn't seem to make any sense on the surface. How can a day of rain be as great as the day the Torah was given? So, I'd like to try to make sense of all of this, and I'd like to suggest the following. The Rambam begins his Sefer, the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam begins with the following words, Yesoid HaYesoidois V'amud HaChachmois Leida Shiesh Shem Motzui Rishon. Says the Rambam, the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of wisdom is to know and to believe that there is a God that exists and sustains the world. This is, says the Rambam, the foundation of Yiddishkeit. The foundation of Judaism is emuna, believing that there's a God. Without this foundation, Yiddishkeit doesn't begin. There's no sense in observance and mitzvahs. There's no sense in learning Torah. Until there is a foundation, there is no sense of building. One needs to have the emuna that there is a God and everything that entails before anything begins. And this includes the faith, the belief that the Rebbeinu Shlom controls everything in the world, from the greatest thing in the world to the smallest thing, that there is divine providence, and the Rebbeinu Shlom controls every aspect of our lives, and everything that we have is given to us by the Rebbeinu Shlom, and that we can't lift a finger to take anything that doesn't belong to us, and no one can take anything away from us. This is all part of the Yesoid HaYesoid, is the foundation of all foundations, which is emuna in the Rebbeinu Shlom. And it is our obligation to infuse this, instill this emuna within ourselves and within our children. Just the sense of emuna, it might seem that this is obvious, but it has to be. We have to be able to tell ourselves this time and again, and we have to talk about this to our children, and to make sure that this is something that is ingrained in their being. To know that there's a Rebbeinu Shlom that controls everything. No one can take anything. No one can give anything. No one can accomplish anything without the Rebbeinu Shlom giving it to us. The inyan of Netzach Shebiyasoy, the eternity within the foundation, that is the eternity of Emunah. Emunah is our foundation. Netzach Shebi Yisoid is the eternity of our foundation, meaning that we have to ensure, we have to guarantee that there is eternity to our Amunah, both our own Amunah and the Amunah of Klal Yisrael, by instilling and infusing this in our children. And the reason why there were those that were able to go through inquisitions and pogroms and holocausts and still hold on to their Amunah was because of this concept of Netzach Shebi Yisoid, was because their parents or they themselves infused themselves or their parents infused them with the lesson of Amunah with all of its aspects, thereby guaranteeing Netzach Shebi Yisoid, the eternity of the foundation. And this is so important in our society, in a society that is an atheist society. We live in a world where there's a tremendous hester panim. The Rabbanu Shleilam is very much concealed. Sometimes it's very difficult to see the Rabbanu Shleilam's hand within the creation. And we have to be able to tell ourselves and be able to tell our children and to tell our friends constantly that there's a Rabbanu Shleilam that controls the world. There is nothing that we can do to add or subtract, at least in Gashmias, from what we have without the Rabbanu Shleilam giving it to us. It is only through constant attention to our Amunah that we will guarantee the Netzach Shebi Yisoid, that we will guarantee the eternity of the foundation of Yiddishkeit. The difference between Geshem and Tal, meaning the difference between rain and dew, one of the major differences is that Geshem, rain, is something that everyone sees falls from the sky. Everyone can see that the rain comes down from heaven to earth. Whereas dew seems to just appear. No one sees the dew descending. It seems as if it came on its own. And I'd like to suggest that Geshem, rain, represents a time where there is a revelation of godliness in the world. It is a time when people recognize that everything that they have comes from heaven. When there is a very strong Amunah, a realization that everything comes from heaven, similar to rain that is very apparent that it descends from heaven. Tal, on the other hand, dew, represents a time of Hester Panim, represents a time where the Rabbanu Shleilam is concealed, where it seems as if people are accomplishing things through their own actions, when people take credit for their own actions and don't attribute it to Siyata Deshmaya. They don't attribute it to the Rabbanu Shleilam. When things happen in the world and people do not attribute it to the Rabbanu Shleilam, they seem to appear in the world not realizing that they come from heaven. Very similar to dew, to tal. Tal is 39. Tes is 9 and Lamed is 30. And there are therefore 39 malachas. There are 39 malachas that one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. These 39 malachas represent the work that we do that people tend to attribute to their own power. The outcome of the 39 malachas is the majority of the time the reason why people attribute their successes to themselves instead of to the Rabbeinu Shleim. And that is because Lamed Tes, the 39 Malachas, represents the Tal, the Do, which seems to appear on its own, without the realization that it comes down from heaven. And that is why when someone transgresses any of the negative prohibitions in the Torah, that he is given 39 lashes. Because he obviously forgot where his sustenance is coming from. If he had the ability to transgress Hashem's will. The message to that person is, once again, Lamed Tes. You have mistaken the Tal, the Do, and thought that it just appears on its own and that it doesn't descend from heaven. Shabbos Kodesh is a time that we forfeit the 39 Malachas. It's a time that we realize that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shleilu. And therefore, it is unnecessary for us to engage in any of the 39 Malachas. Because since he is the one that told us not to do the 39 Malachas, then these 39 Malachas definitely won't add anything to ourselves. Since he is the one that gives us everything that we have, and he told us not to do the 39 Malachas, there's no point in doing the Malachas. So the observance of Shabbos, the forfeiting the 39 Malachas, is our declaration, our demonstration of our absolute belief in the Rabbeinu Shleilu, that he controls everything and that he gives us everything that we have. And that is why I believe that Rashi tells us that the appropriate time for rain is on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a time of rain. Shabbos is a time where we realize and that we demonstrate that we believe that everything comes from heaven. It is not a time of tal. It is not a time of do. That's why we forfeit the Lamed Tes Malachas. It is not a time that we seem to believe that everything comes on its own. Rather, it's a time of Geshem, a time that we realize that everything comes from above. And that is why I'm in Asati, Geshmeichem Ve'itom, when the Pasuk says, I will give the rain in its proper time, says Rashi, when is the proper time for rain? On Shabbos. The tachlis, the purpose of the Torah HaKadosha, is that through the observance of Torah, through the learning of Torah, by living a Torah life, we are able to see the Rabbeinu Shleilu within the creation. What otherwise would conceal the Rabbeinu Shleilu within creation, with those who do not have Torah-dig eyes, would ordinarily not see the Rabbeinu Shleilu within the happenings, of the day-to-day happenings, within each and every of our personal lives. Someone who lives a Torah-dig life, someone who looks with Torah-dig eyes, is able to see the Rabbeinu Shleilu in every aspect of creation. So the purpose of the Torah is to give us the ability to see Tal as Geshem, to see Du, which ordinarily appears as if it came on its own, to see it as Geshem, to see it as if it has come directly from heaven. And that is why Chazal tell us, Godol Yom HaGshomim, the day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given. The day of rain means the day that we realize that everything comes from heaven. is as great as the day was as the day the Torah was given, because the whole purpose of the day the Torah was given was for the sake of the realization that everything comes from heaven, that the Rabbeinu Shlom controls every aspect of creation. And this is why Chazal say that everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Because, as we've mentioned, Shabbos is a time of total realization that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlom. It's a time to forfeit the Lamed Tes Malachas, because we realize that our Lamed Tes Malachas will not add or subtract anything, because everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlom, which is the entire purpose of the Torah. So the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us the Torah specifically on Shabbos to teach us that the purpose of the Torah is to give us a Torahdic, to give us Torahdic eyes to look at the world and to be able to see the Rabbeinu Shlom within every aspect of creation. The days of Sfira, which are the days of the preparation to Kabbalah HaTorah, we are obligated to work on our Emunah, which is the foundation. Before the foundation that we need to have before we accept the Torah. So the Torah tells us, "Usfaratam lochem mimachras haShabbos." You have to work on the machras haShabbos, on the morrow of Shabbos, on the Shabbos itself, which is a day that you forfeit the Lamed Tes Malachas. That is the time that you realize everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlom. But what I'm concerned about, says the Rabbeinu Shlom, is the morrow of Shabbos, when you go back into the Lamed Tes Malachas. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned that then you're going to forget where that is coming from. And our obligation in the days of Sfira is to work on the Machras HaShabbos, to realize Sheva Shabbosa is Temima Siena, to realize that everything is Shabbos. That when even when we do our Malachas, when we are involved in the Lamed Tes Malachas, that all of that comes from the Rabbeinu Shlom as well. And when day 39 of Sfira, which is Lamed Tes, Tal, when day 39 falls on Shabbos, the message is clear that we are to take the Tal of the world, that appears as if it came on its own, and to make that Shabbosdik, to realize with total clarity that all, that everything that we have and everything that we do comes from the Rabbeinu Shlom. And this was the Inyan of Shemitah, an entire year that we don't work the land, totally forfeiting any malacha, any vehicle that we might have thought brings us parnasa, forfeiting that to the Rabbeinu Shlom, realizing that everything comes from Him, and therefore, if He says not to work, He will supply. He will definitely supply, He will sustain us. Because He is the one that supplies for us and sustains us even when we do work the ground. And that is why, specifically by the mitzvah of Shemitah, the Torah says, Bahar Sinai. You're asking my Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What does Shemitah have anything to do with Har Sinai? Shemitah has everything to do with Har Sinai. That's what Har Sinai is all about. That's what Kabbalah HaTorah is all about. To teach us to look at the world with Torah the guys and to realize that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlom. And the Lamed Tes Malachas that we do is merely a vehicle for the Rabbeinu Shlom to shower us with His blessings. But the ultimate realization is that everything comes from Him. That's one word. I'd like to share with you one more.